Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Ogan here in Audio Boo. A wee while ago, I made an appeal to the VI community requesting some information on the apps that they use specifically because they have a visual impairment or are blind. And I got some great feedback from loads of people. And I have to thank you all. You all know who you are, who replied, whether directly to me or replying through the VI community itself on Blind Abilities channel, for example. So thanks very much for everybody who made either a comment or an audio or whatever. So great stuff. So what I wanted to do was to write all these down and get some idea of what people were using. And so I have before me a big list. Now, some of these may not be specific to people with visual impairment. Because I don't know a lot of apps. I really don't. And some of the stuff I've written down, I think may well be used by the sighted community just the same. But because I don't know, I'm going to mention them anyway. So just ignore the ones that are not relevant, in other words. But I'm going to try and stick to the ones that are totally relevant. Apparently, a cappella is a very popular one, given by the feedback that I got back. And some people buy voices for, I guess, for text to voice. There is Chicken Nugget for Twitter. I'm not sure that's specific, but anyway, it came through, so I'll mention it, and I've never heard it before. App Meerkat for live streaming. Again, that might be. Text Aloud seems to be a pretty common and well-used one as well. And Twisted Wave, I'm not sure. Twisted Wave is one. Then we have Lotus and Audible and Bard. Apparently Bard is recording for the blind. And then there is, if I've got this right, is Canopy. Is that correct? Canopy Reader. And of course then there's Be My Eyes. Well, I know about that. I have that app on my phone. I believe that's the one that I have on my phone. But I've never been contacted regarding that one. And then I know that in particular, I'll mention this one because it's a Double T who uses Money Reader. Now, he was the only one that mentioned that one, so I guess he's the only guy that is regularly counting money. In fact, I think that he actually counts a hell of a money. Anyway, then we have now Twitterific. I've got no idea. Then various voice apps. I've written that one down, but it's not clear as to what it actually referred to. And of course, WhatsApp, that's a common one. I use WhatsApp, it's brilliant. So I guess that's absolutely brilliant for the unsighted community. But again, it's for everyone. Then we have Goldwave, JAWS screen reader. Now, that's probably the most common one that people have given me feedback on. JAWS seems to be. I really have to look at some of these apps and see exactly what they do. But apparently, between JAWS and Text Aloud, these seem to be extremely common and popular. I don't mean common in the common sense, you know what I mean? And Nvidia, that's another one. I'm not sure if that's related to the graphics company, but anyway. What else do we have? Meerkat. And there is Stitcher, my writing's terrible. Stitcher and Spreaker and Sleep Machine. I don't know about that one either. Spreaker, Stitcher, Sleep Machine. So these seem to be ones that are used pretty much, not by everyone that gave feedback. Maybe they did use them and couldn't remember every app that they did use. But there are definitely the common ones, as I said, like JAWS and Acapella and Text Aloud. So thanks everyone for giving me that feedback. It was just so interesting to me to find out how people do things when they have no or little sight. And it's just great. And obviously, being a community on Audio Boo, it was great to get feedback, as I said, either directly or indirectly, but no matter. Blind Abilities channel has been, and you can excuse this horrible pun, but a real eye-opener to me of how there is a tremendous community on the Blind Abilities channel. Absolutely fantastic community. I'd say it's even much stronger than the general community that I personally have on Audio. I have a lot of friends here. We have a community, but the community within the Blind Abilities channel is fantastic, absolutely super. Of course, people are trying to find things and get advice, but also people are so damn helpful. The responses for even something, I wouldn't like to say the word mediocre, but a small item of help required, the responses is just great. People jump in all over the place and try to help. I think it's great. And then you've got some great guys out there running it, like Jeff Thompson and Randy. And at the Big R, I love that, the Big R, and Randy, and I know that Pete Lane is heavily involved in things over there. I'm not sure Pete's directly involved in the Blind Abilities channel, but I'm just trying to mention names, throw some names about here, the people that I've heard and listened to who are just seem to spend every waking hour helping other people. Fantastic stuff. So thanks again, folks, for getting back to me and let me know all about what you use. It's great stuff. And thanks again for just being such a bloody good community. Bye for now.